Have you got a bit of time off coming up over the next couple of weeks, and maybe you're thinking, oh, there's a couple of things that need doing around the home. Maybe the gutters need clearing. Maybe I'll put up those Christmas lights I've been promising to put up. And to do all of that, you'd need to climb a ladder. Well, emergency departments are reporting an increase in the number of men over 50 reporting to emergency departments with severe head injuries and trauma as a result of falling from ladders. And this is climbing ladders outside of paid working conditions. In other words, the very blokes we're talking about who come holiday time decide to suddenly get up a ladder and do a bit of something around the house. Well, medical experts are warning that it's something that men just should not do. And one man who knows better than most as to why not is Dr. John Darcy, who joins us now this morning. Dr. John, how are you?
Good morning. I definitely do know you shouldn't go up ladders.
You do, because you yourself fell off one, did you not?
Well, what I did was I climbed up onto a balcony 22 years ago to get a branch that was going over the top of our house to saw it off. And sadly, fell from the tree. I remember my daughter, it was Barcelona Olympics, and my daughter came out and said, "Hey, Dad, come on in, the Australians are marching on." And I remember saying, "Get your mother, I don't feel happy up here."
You're not alone. Cole Joy, Molly Meldrum suffered falls and suffered severe trauma. And you were really badly hurt. Talk us through your injuries.
I was badly hurt. I mean, I was a lucky boy in a way, because although I had head injury, I did not bleed inside the head. And as a result of that, I became deaf. Would you believe now I've got a cataract in my right eye. But I survived. I was unconscious for almost 2 weeks, and it took me about a year to get back to tour again. I couldn't speak. I couldn't walk properly. I was working at that stage for Beyond 2000. And I remember going back after 6 months. And even then, I found it difficult to be able to articulate. And I know that Gordian Fulder at St. Vincent's Hospital says, a bloke over the age of 60 should never get up a ladder. I was only 44. So, and I think basically and generally, as we grow older, especially those blokes who are in their 50s and 60s, you just don't have that ability to be able to maintain your balance, to be able to multitask when you're up a ladder. It's just such a common problem. And it's about the time of the year that it happens, you know, around about Christmas time, putting up the Christmas lights, that sort of thing.
Yeah, John, I'm up a ladder a lot at home because I do a lot of my own handiwork around the place, and I find exactly that. I couldn't figure it out until Ange mentioned it this morning. I had noticed, and I couldn't work out why. I felt less comfortable up there than I had before, and I fell off about 10 years ago from a roof. I was lucky, though. I landed on one of those plastic sun-tough patio covers, yes, and that broke my fall. I was very, very lucky. Could have been a lot worse.
Absolutely so. So there you go. Over the age of 50, blokes, got to be very, very careful. Over the age of 60, don't go near it. Otherwise, you will and can fall. And as Anne said earlier, intensive care is where you end up very often, because you either break your crack your head, crack your skull, or do something quite nasty to your bones, and it can be life-threatening indeed.
Well, Molly Meldrum did all of the above. He was putting up the Christmas decorations at his home, as we well remember, and he nearly died, because the other problem was he was alone when he did it, so he wasn't found for some time. But it is, as you say, it's a physiological thing. Your balance just is not as good as it once was, and that's, what is that, just from growing old?
I think that that's true. And look, whether you like it or not, we don't move as much as we should. If we did, we'd be better. But the failure to move as much as we should means that we actually forget how to do things. Our brain is not as tactile as it was before. So, you know, when you're younger, you can do all sorts of things and swing and shout and harry and hang on, and nothing seems to worry you. But when you get older, that just does not hold true.
So the advice from medical experts and yourself, Dr. John Darcy, is call in an expert
expert to do it, or indeed if someone in your family is younger. But please hold the ladder for them. Make sure that the ladder is properly aligned to wherever you are, and never do it on your own.
Dr. John Darcy, thank you very much for that very timely advice, and we're glad to hear that you're still going strong despite your accident.
And sounding great.
Lovely to talk to you. Have a very Merry Christmas. I remember thanks, Dr. John. I remember I had a boyfriend some time ago and I actually watched him fall off the roof, and he was much younger than 40 and 50 and all of this. And he actually landed across the fence, like one half of him one way and one half of him the other way. And I was like, well, we're getting you to hospital. He goes, oh, no, I'll be fine, men. You know, you could have a leg fall off and you wouldn't go to the doctor. And I'm like, no, you could have severe intel. No, I'm fine.
You told me you dropped him, but I didn't think it was that bad.